again to talk all matters football. Robbie Slater's on the line. Robbie, good morning.
Morning, boys. How you doing?
Terrific, Robin. Hey, look.
Terrific.
Yeah, some big stories in today's Sunday Telegraph, and the common thread in these stories is expansion. What's your view on expanding the A-League, Roy?
I've made it many, many times. We need to expand. Preferably it would have been next season, but because of all the fighting going on with the clubs and the Congress and Stephen Lowy and FFA, they've said that that's put expansion on the back burner. They haven't been able to concentrate on it, and that's why it's in two seasons. But look, at least it's positive news. We'll just have to get through the next season without expansion. But it's not all about expansion. There's many, many different areas you need to do better. I've said long ago that marquees work. People like this, particularly those who don't necessarily follow the local competition that closely, but they will go if you bring quality marquee players. We saw what Del Piero had that effect, Juninho and Dwight York in the very first year. So there are a number of things that we need to do better.
It's a vicious cycle, isn't it, Rob? Because if you expand, you need more money from a broadcast deal. But based on the numbers thus far, the broadcasts are getting smaller. So you think the number would be smaller. The problem with that is then you're going to have less money to carve out between more clubs, but you need to get a marquee player and they cost more money to the clubs who have less money.
Yeah, look, I think when Fox Sports signed the last deal, there was talk of some money being put aside for a marquee, it's a marquee fund that the FFA, or if the league becomes independent, that there's whatever the figure is. It's obviously over $1 million, but it goes to each club that they have to spend it on a marquee.
Yeah,
I've said that for years, but. They haven't done it. I do realise, and you just stated that it isn't the easiest thing to do, but, if you want success, it's about investment. I think you have to invest in the game to reap the rewards later. I think it's the same in anything in life. And the other big thing for us is the eternal question of, and this will be and will decide the future of the game, in the long term, is connecting the massive grassroots to the local game. And doing much, much better on that level.
How do you do that, Rob? Because there is, as you said, huge grassroots interest in the game with young people. How do you keep them in the sport?
Obviously, it's very difficult because the reason for that is overseas leagues, and the reason for that is not being the number one sport in this area. In this country, if you look at the success of all the other codes, and they are successful, it's because where's the best place to play them? Or in AFL's case, the only place to play it is here in this country. Now, football, as we know, and I've said this since I played, I've said it since I started playing the game, that we're never going to be the number one game in this country because of the big European leagues, EPL, La Liga, France, Bundesliga, all the big leagues are in Europe, and that's the way they're going to continue to be. But it's no excuse not to have a viable domestic competition, because guess what? Holland isn't the EPL. All those other countries in Europe aren't the Liga or the EPL, as I said, and they have viable domestic competitions.
Western Sydney Wanderers and the Newcastle Jets 2-2, Wellington Phoenix 2-1 over Perth Glory, and Adelaide United Central Coast Mariners 2-2. Did you see a side that impressed you most over the final three games of this round?
No, I think Newcastle were good again against the Wanderers, who weren't bad themselves, but obviously the VAR came into focus again. For me, in spite of some of the social media that I couldn't read out of for the phone.
Yes.
I think the VAR got it right on Friday night. And it's here to stay, and people need to get used to that. But Newcastle get two terrific goals, and probably goal of the season from Andrew Naboot.
Robbie, you probably have spoken to the boys during the week about it, but Sydney FC's start in the Asian Champions League, well, I don't think anyone saw that coming.
No, they were very flat. And, yeah, it was unusual because they've been so good. And the one thing that was surprising is normally you get a couple of, well, sometimes you get a player who's not, you know, delivering on a given evening or maybe two, maybe even three. But for a whole team to not perform was quite extraordinary because they were flat from the first minute till the end of the game, and Suwon, you know, thoroughly deserved the victory. But sometimes, and all as I can put it down to after watching them all this season and last season, that it was a one-off and they just had one of those days.
FA Cup over in the UK, Manchester United through against Huddersfield Town. Brighton and Hove Albion get through against Coventry City too. So mixed news there for the Aussies.
Yeah, no Aaron Moy, of course.
No.
He's not playing because of that gash he's got, and it was some gash out of his knee. But, the expected wins happened, as you mentioned. Manchester United, Brighton were expected to win. Southampton won at West Brom. And, of course, there's more games to come in the fifth round.
Robbie, are you aware Timmy Cahill didn't get much game time again for Millwall yesterday?
No, I didn't really follow it, to be honest.
Only got 5 minutes, apparently.
I'll no doubt have a look at that. But, you know, look, he needs to get game time. And, obviously, he'd be talking to the manager. And, you know, as we come into March, you know, he's going to need to start playing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Bert van Marwijk will be going to see him as well.
Yeah, let's hope it is the case. It's us getting a bit more game time. We need him, Rob. We need
him. Yes, we do.
Yes, yes. All right, mate. Good job. We'll speak again next Sunday, and we'll speak tomorrow, too, on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Certainly will. Here, have a good day.